the things they don't teach you in seminary. Get a few priests together and this topic invariably will come up. Seminary, catechism class, marriage prep, graduate school, basic training, whatever is the place, we probably can point to some holes in our education. Sunday between masses, for instance, I found myself thinking no one ever taught me what to do with a very heavily sleeping raccoon in the street near my house. Very, very heavily sleeping. As it turned out, as much as I hoped otherwise, it wasn't exactly sleeping. And it turns out a shovel, a black garbage bag, and a patiently awaited garbage day are all that you need in that case. They didn't teach me that in seminary. As Jesus sends out a group of 72 disciples in our gospel today, we can imagine how they are all ill-equipped to face the people, the towns, the challenges that they would. In fact, we have to imagine it. Our familiar scene never joins these ministers out on their rounds. Rather, the text offers something to us and our holes by its focus. It stays on Jesus. He's not going to preach the word, solve the problem, dump the raccoon for you, but he is there as strength and support. As Jesus sends out into the world today those disciples, may we know his help as he sends us out as well, keeping our inner focus like the 72 on him.